This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley May. Denver voters are choosing if the city repeals or keeps a ban on flavored tobacco products passed by the council. Opponents rallied against it this week. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Outside a vape shop on Colfax, about a dozen people waved signs urging Denverites to vote no to save jobs, keep millions in tax money, and protect the rights of adults. Ray Drennan manages the store.
It's the adult's right to choose that you're attacking. And I feel that if we're following the law and we're not putting it into the hands of children, then why attack our right to choose?
The other side says health impacts from smoking and vaping are even costlier. Ballots are due on Tuesday, Election Day. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Canyon City residents are now criticizing the state's proposed settlement over a uranium mill. The Cotter Mill is now one of the most toxic Superfund sites in the state. CPR's Dan Boyce says locals call the settlement too lenient.
The mill processed uranium fuel for nuclear power plants in the mid-20th century. It was designated a Superfund site in the 1980s, meaning it's very polluted. It was owned by Colorado Legacy Land, which was responsible for its cleanup, but in 2023, that company basically went out of business. The State Department of Public Health and Environment sued the company this summer, and the Denver Post reports the state now wants to settle for about $3.5 million. Local advocacy groups are unhappy, citing a previous cleanup estimate of just under $900 million. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
A cold front lingers overnight across much of the state. The front range gets a hard freeze with temperatures into the 20s, a little warmer on the western slope. Saturday will warm up across the state. This is CPR News and KRCC.